Amen. Let's pray again. Father, we thank you so much. We are very grateful. We are very thankful. Thank you for giving us another opportunity, a moment to be in your presence. We thank you for the morning message, Lord, hearing from our Theophany. We pray once again tonight, the little time we have, that you will speak to us. Amen. Take absolute control.
Amen.
Let your name be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 You may be seated.
Eli Joko.
Thank you very much for, amen, staying behind for us to finish the service this evening. I'm very sorry that I left my topic in the morning. To some other things. It used to happen like that to we ministers. You will think this is what you are going to say, but before you know it, something will drive you. Maybe somebody is getting something. We are so grateful. So the theme of our message is the greatest time of all ages. Trying to prove. Bro, did you have that paper? Okay, trying to prove that this age is the great, is the best age. Or the best age that you can ever be. That even our prophet himself longed to be in this day, not even in the day of Jesus Christ. So, brother, just give us that quote again so that we can line up. Within the next 1 hour, we can leave here. That invisible union of the bride. Paragraph 32. I hope you are very fast. So that we can be able to get the picture, because I'm going to dwell. I will not go anywhere.
Invisible
union of the bride. Paragraph 32. Amen. All right. Okay, yeah. Say, I'm thankful to God to be living in this time of the closing scene of this world history. I don't know if I would have a say so before the foundation of the world. And if God would have laid out the whole program to me and said to me, I want you to preach, what age would you desire to go to the earth to preach? Just like me and you. Now, if God, before the world was created, they call your name, Bro Victor. I can see you, Bro Victor. I'm calling your name. Say, Bro Victor, bro, God will say, which age do you like? You say, I would like to be the time Jesus was here. Even me, if I say, I'm changing my mind now. From that Jesus day to this day. Because there is a reason for it. He said, which day will you like to go to the earth and preach? I will choose this age. For I think this is the golden age. Amen. And in our message, I showed us what it means to be in a golden age. God sent a gift of discernment to Israel. Or go to the message, the greater than Solomon is here, or Queen of the South. Go to the message, go and read them. Then you know what a golden age means, because that day was golden. Amen. So I certainly would have loved to have been here during the time of his visit to the earth. But still, I think this right now is a greater time. Can somebody say amen? I'd like somebody to say amen. This is not Jesus' day. Not Noah's day. But this day is what a greater time. That's why I call it the greater time of all the ages. It's this time that we're living in.
It's
enough for me to shout, to scream, to jump. What makes it a greater age? A greater time. Amen. But he said, because it's a time that he is coming. If there's age that Jesus is coming, is this age. And I want to tell you that he has also started coming. Jesus Christ has already started coming. Not that he will come. Because he's coming. He will take people by surprise. And I will show you something on the board. Because you know that the rapture and the coming of the Lord is connected together. That is why in 1963, we saw the mighty angel in Revelation 10. Amen. With a little book open. Brother Bram told us that book was the book that was closed. In Revelation chapter 5. And then he began to come down. And when he came down, amen.
Amen.
One leg upon the sea, one leg upon the earth. Revelation 10 says, seven thunder uttered their voices. And John said, as I was about to write what those thunders uttered,
the voice
said, seal up those things.
But
in the day of the voice of the seven angels, those mysteries could not be revealed in that day. But in this day, that is why you are hearing so many things. That if you just put it in denomination, they go say,
huh?
What are you talking about? That cane is a serpent seed.
That
Eve and the serpent had a relationship. Was it written in the Bible that? Is it written in the Bible that Cain and Eve with Satan had a sex? Is it written in the Bible like that? These are the thunders that we are talking about. Amen. And so 1963, he came with that book, that seven seal book, to open up the seven hidden mysteries. And it's only the seven angel message, nobody. That is why our prophet was vindicated beyond measure. We saw what happened in 1933 in Ohio River. A voice spoke. And said, John the Baptist was sent to run the first. Your message. In 1946, there was a commission. In 1950, the pillar of fire came over a man. The only supernatural photograph that ever photographed. In 1963. Amen. Amen. Seven angels in Mount Sunset came down, commissioned him to go back for the seven seas, which equal to the seven mysteries, will be unveiled. I've not seen a man that has such commission and vindication. You know, I was saying something in the morning. Many of you didn't understand. I think there was a question. We are talking about the Holy. I first of all pointed to you your starting point. It's not because you just come and get the Holy Ghost, you think you are going to heaven. No. Your starting point matters. Who are you actually? You have to be a seed of God first. Before you start talking about Holy Ghost or any other thing. Amen. When you are a seed of God and then you receive the Holy Ghost, correct. But if you are not a seed of God and then you receive the Holy Ghost, maybe on the spirit, because you are a triune being. That is what the prophet was trying to explain down. You are a triune being. Body, soul, and spirit. Amen. The real you is in your soul. Your representation is in your soul. Where you come from, whether you come from beneath or from up, is in the soul. That is when you hear the word of God, what is responding is what is in your soul. Why did the Pharisees never recognize Jesus? Why did the Sadducees never recognize Jesus? Brother Bram said their heart was dark. There was no representation, something to identify. That is the starting point. That's the only way you can have eternal life. You cannot have eternal life because you come to church, because you're a member, shake hands with the preacher, write your name on the book. No. Your starting point is the main thing, the main core of the crop. Go and find who you are first. To know whether you are a seed of God or elect of God. Then when you are a seed of God or elect of God, the issue of the baptism of the Holy Ghost will never be a stress. It will be as easy as ever, because even before you came, the Holy Ghost is already looking for you. He's already looking for you to baptize you. Amen. And put you into the body of Jesus Christ. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. Bro, just give me so that we finish what we are saying. Just take it up. Because this is the time he's talking to take a people that is redeemed. Nearing the resurrection. Because we are past the shout. The next thing now is the voice of the word archangel. That is what we are waiting for now. We don't know whether it will be in the next 10 years, 15 or 20 or 30, we don't know. It's only God that knows. And then when the voice of that archangel blows, then this our body will be changed. They will be in our theophany. Okay, you know, we have three bodies. Terrestrial body, celestial body, and glorified body. I think I was preaching it in Mina last week. We are now in our terrestrial body. And the Bible says if this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we have another one. What is that other one? Is the celestial body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We enter into the celestial body. That celestial body is not the correct body yet. Amen.
Amen.
That is if you die, or me, I die, or anybody die. That is, amen. Celestial body. In that celestial body, if I have died and you have died, I will know you, you will know me. But we cannot shake each other's hand. We cannot even eat in that condition. But we know each other. We can talk to each other, but we can't shake it. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if you never die right now, I never die, and the trumpet of the Lord sounds, we will go to our glorified bodies. Praise. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the next step in the coming of the Lord is the rapture. Like as I told you, the rapture is ongoing now. We are already in the rapture right now. That is why you are in a high realm, in a high degree. I'm telling you, you are in a dimension. Amen. So the next thing now is the voice. The voice of the archangel is going to bring the resurrected saints. All the brethren that must have passed away in this local assembly that are elect or saints of God. Because those non-elect can never come up now until the second resurrection. Until the second resurrection. Amen. Then those our loved ones, we will see them. Amen. Then the last throne. The last throne. We gather all for the wedding supper with Christ in the sky. Amen. So nearing the resurrection, when all the redeemed will come forth, what a glorious opportunity we have to speak to a dying people. Great time. We are all enthused about it. What does it mean to be enthused? We are so excited. We are so excited for this opportunity that we have. Glory to God.
Go one for Lord.
That's why we can shout, we can jump. I believe in shouting. I believe in jumping. Maybe, brother, you are sitting there. The word is coming. Something tells you to stand up. You look right, you look left. Everybody sitting down. You just say, if I stand up now. Stand up. Feel free. The Lord is that same spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Ram, say if you don't shout now, when you get to heaven, you will get freeze. Go to a church, everywhere is so quiet. They're just counting the walls and whatever. That's why I love the common brethren to an extent. As I'm preaching now, everybody will stand up. And be enjoying the thing. It is reverence. Everybody stands still. Be looking. You know what it means? The one who doesn't believe is that he's just making noise and no, he's not even understanding what the preacher is saying. But as long as you are understanding, as long as you are hearing, there is nothing bad in you standing up. Just feel free. When the thing strike you, raise your hand up. You surrender yourself. It's worship. Oh, praise God. It's my all and my all. It's my everything. Yes, because the devil doesn't like it. Because you know that when you go out of that place, it's going to give you a punch. That's why I'm telling you, I told you in the morning, that when you receive the Holy Ghost, don't you expect that the devil will leave you.
It
will not leave you.
It
will punch you. Okay, I will read that quote. Okay, we know history is closing out. The war history will soon be over. Then we are going to step into a new day. To the great millennium. That as one believer, I believe in a millennium. I think my prof, Adewumi, was saying something like that in the Sunday school. There are some people that believe that we are already in the millennium now. We have already passed those stages in the message. We are now in the millennium. And yet, lion is still eating some people. But there will be a millennium.
1,000
years reign with Jesus Christ upon this earth. The physical return of the Lord Jesus. That will be the finality of the coming of the Lord. The finality of the rapture. Jesus will return. But his ministry is already going on here now. To take a physical people glorified by his cleansing blood. So this year I want to build the greatest time in all history. Okay, brother, just give me minor things that I think is there. Minor things.
Okay.
You see that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you will not have a desire to do, hear me very well, you will have desire to do wrong. But you see, devil, he will be boxing you from the outside. But what you have to know, greater is he that is in you. Do you know, Brother Abraham told us, that you become a target of Satan when you receive the Holy Ghost. Brother, minor things. Where is it? Okay, that's COD, volume 2. COD, question and answers. Amen. All right. Okay, bring it down. 165. Okay, let us read. Okay, 165. One brother asked Brother Abraham, is it possible for a Holy Ghost filled person to be driven by to do minor things, influenced to do minor things that he doesn't want to do? You know, Apostle Paul say, what I want to do, I don't do them, but the thing I don't want to do, that is the thing I find myself.
So
Abraham said, oh yes, yes sir. Yeah. A Holy Ghost person. You are right in the place to be drove by these things. You just put yourself up as a target. Because when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are a target of Satan. And we used to say it in... it's every tree that has fruit that will also receive stone. Are we together? When you are down here serving the devil, he just slots you around any way he wants to. But you once take a stand for Christ, you've got on the other side then. Then he trains every gun right on you. Every temptation, everything should be thrown at you. Then you got it. But what have you got? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is why so many people, when they receive the Holy Ghost, and they begin to feel attacks of the devil.
So
you'll be wondering whether I get Holy Ghost or not. No. You will not have the desire to do wrong. But you see Satan, he will be attacking you. Now, you wasn't in no battle here. You were just walking along. But now, you've cleaned up. You've dressed up. You've shaved. You know, when I was reading this quote, was it in the morning or yesterday? I said, police before. You hardly see a policeman have a beard. You hardly see an army man have a beard. When they see somebody, shave very well, they will be suspecting whether you're a policeman or an army man. But you see some police now, heavy beard.
I mean,
the same thing. But In this one, you've cleaned up. You've combed your hair. You put on your uniform. You've got a gun in your hand. Because as you are fighting, the devil is fighting you, you also you are fighting him. What is that gun in your hand? That gun is the world.
Man.
Amen.
Man.
So you got a gun in your hand. Let's go. You are in a battle, not to show
off,
but to fight. Or fight, sure. When the session arrives, when the spirit, the shield of faith, fuck it off. I move on. See, that's right. Put on the whole armor of God. But why do you put on a whole armor if you are not going to fight? All soldiers are dressed to fight. You are not a believer that receive the Holy Ghost and expecting you are not going to fight. It's going to be a constant fight. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, you dress up to fight. Not to show off or walk out and say, I am so and so. Now I'm a Christian. See who I am. I belong to so and so. Hallelujah. I got the Holy Ghost the other night. I'm sure nothing bothers me anymore.
Ooh,
brother. I believe you better go back and try again. Some people are not sure whether I'm talking about the problem.
You
said that you got the Holy Ghost, nothing bothers you again. You just take. Even me myself, before I understand this thing, when the anointing comes upon me like this, I don't want any other thing. I just want to be like that. Then I felt that when anointing comes, then it's a different atmosphere again. That's the time I need to fight. I didn't want it at all. But let me tell you,
yes, of all,
when you got the Holy Ghost and think that the devil will not bullet you and think the devil will not fight you, oh, nothing bothers me again.
But
I'm saying, oh, brother, I believe you better go back and try again. Oh, I'm telling you, when as soon as you got the Holy Ghost, Satan got every gun right on you, shooting you. But then you got the whole armor of God. Take on the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit. Amen. And buckle on. And shod yourself with the gospel. And take all the old middle piece. The breastplate. And pull up the cinch you need. And tighten up yourself a little bit. And get ready because it is coming. You have to get ready because it is coming. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Don't you worry, yes sir, you are going to have plenty of trouble, but remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen and amen. So brethren, the greatest of all the ages, the greatest time of all the ages is now. Okay, let us show stories from few quotes before we go on. So, brother, God, just give us the grandest of all the church ages. The grandest And I went to the dictionary to go and find out what is the meaning of grandest. Dictionary said grandest means having more importance. Having more what? Importance. Amen. Now in the message, I think is it How Can I Overcome? All right. 44. We see this age that we are living in is one of the grandest ages of all the ages. It is one of the most important ages of all the ages. This tradition church age is the grandest of all the church ages. Because it is the ending of time and the blending off of eternity. After this age, brother, no other age. That is why if you can look at it at the pyramid. The Ladishan church age is the last church age. Before the headstone comes. So after this age, what do we step into? Eternity. Amen. Blending of time. Then we close up. And then we go into eternity. And then it is the great sinful age. It is more sin in this age than there ever been. And the powers of Satan is many times harder to fight than it was in any other age. Praise God. I think it was the associate pastor. Yesterday we were just talking. To be able to beat Satan in this age is very difficult. If you follow this way, that's why so many people are saying Nigeria go better, Niger go better. I wonder how it is going to be better. Because corruption has eaten the people to the bone. And Baba gave us the message, the world is again falling apart again. Everything is falling apart. Education is falling apart. Politics is falling apart. Everything you can think about is falling apart. And the world is looking for a Messiah. Oh, praise God. Many people think Obi is going to be the Messiah. By prophecy of the world. Obi cannot be the Messiah. He cannot. Nobody cannot. Because of the time that we are living in. Did you hear what I'm saying? Things can only be better for the children of God. Because the condition of the economy cannot change God's eternal word. If God said, whether it's 2,000 naira, God said, I will provide all your need. He still stands to supersede whatever that is happening. Just only believe God's word. This age is more sinful. You just bring up something night, you walk a little bit, before you know it, they have already corrupted it. Even the policemen on the road, we ourselves, we are helping to corrupt them. Well, if you're a Christian, you're a transporter. Some of those are brethren, they didn't know they reached there. To pass very well, you go just take police own. Immediately you reach there. They just remove the hand from the glass. And the policeman will say, thank you, sir. For you to know the power, there's nothing money cannot do. Only that money cannot buy life. But every other thing, money can answer all things. Don't you know that any man that has money has power? May God help us. So, this age, bro, just put it, just leave it there. Amen. This age, hallelujah. The power of Satan is many times harder to fight against than it is in any other age. Praise be to the name of the Lord. It's harder to fight the power of Satan today. That's why we need the grace of God. There are many places you think you can compromise. They think go hold you, there is no way. No way. Whether you like it or not, you compromise. I remember we used to have one brother who is an inspector in the Nigerian police. Some years, I don't know where he is now. And we were going to somewhere in Abuja. So I got a checkpoint. He was the leader of the team. And the boys were all right there, you know. So by God's grace, they were able to pass us because we are not transporters. But other people, they were extorting them. As I just looked, I just saw the brother. He was standing one side, looking at them, his boys, collecting those money. Hey, I saw him. I just parked. I go and say, brother, I call him. I went there. I said, bro, are you the one leading this movie? He said, yes. I said, they are collecting money from the people. He said, yeah, brother. If I talk to them, they will insult me. And I wonder if the collector finish, who would they present it to first? So whether you like it or not, he will compromise. That is the power of Satan. Do you even know, Brother Bramson? If you are working for the government, if you are not born again, you are working for Satan, and you are of Satan too.
No, suggest Satan back up.
If you are working for the government, because what is happening there? It's only God will save me and you. Brother, give us greater time of all ages. They are all there by the grace of God. So let's just read this quote, then try to round up. Amen. We just have some few minutes. Amen.
Amen.
May his name be glorified. Greater time of all ages. Amen. Just take the one that have paragraph 46. How many sermons there?
Two.
Okay, take the one that have paragraph 46. Amen. Blessed be the. Are you together? Are we together? All right. That is from the message. Who do you say this is? I preached up here a few years ago. 2 years ago. Why was it that had to be little Bethlehem? The Lord willing, next Christmas, I want us to preach on why did he have to be the wise man? These wise, amen, they got answers to them. And they are going right here in the Bible. And we are living in a marvelous time. We are living in a marvelous time. The greatest time of all the ages. We are living to win any time. Time can cease and eternity can blend right in with and go on. So from where we are now, we are not going anywhere. But from here, we are stepping into eternity. That's why this age is a great age. In the time of Peter and all the rest, they were not talking about a man of eternity, eternity immediately. Unless if they die. But this age is the age, praise God, that we can cease and eternity can blend right on and go on. The ages that all the prophets and sages have looked forward to. I hope you are getting it. Jesus Christ even said it, that many prophets, many great men have longed to see this day. But they didn't see it. If at all they see, they will be very, very happy. Because it's a greater time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We ought to be every hour on our guard. Watching for his coming.
For you son of
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Let's read the last quote and then we just say one of few things and then we'll see. Oh, praise God. Glorious time of all ages. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
May God help us to acknowledge this time that we're living in. Let me tell you something. In the message recognizing your day and his message, in the Pentecostal realm, there are people that are feeling the pull of the hour. Something is telling them, yeah? I know there is something happening, something wonderful, something we need to know. And they say, let us fast and pray. There are many people, especially in the Pentecostal realm, who are going to the mountains, who are going to be praying, who are praying. They went to come into this realm that, and it doesn't mean anything to you and me. They are longing for it. But it cannot be given to them. They have eyes they can't see. They have ears they can't hear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to the name of the Lord. Abraham said, they say, fast and pray, fast and pray. There's coming to be a revival. They are feeling the pull of the revival. I mean the revival we are having. But brother, they cannot get it. Abraham said that, and behold, the revival is going on. And they cannot see it. As simple as ABC. Amen. Okay, bro. Give us amen. Glorious time of all ages. Just pull it down to 35. All right. Rabban said, we are seeing God from every section of denomination, all the way from Catholicism down to the Protestant churches, Buddhas and what more, from India and whatever more. He is calling his people together, assembling them together. And I'm very happy for that, to see this day coming. It is a great day, one of the greatest privileges. The prophet knows what is there. That is why, in this day that we are living in, with this message that we have, do not take it lightly. It means to you like nothing. But there are so many great men that are longing to see what you are seeing, to hear what you are hearing. But they cannot hear it. They can't. The privilege is not given to them. The opportunity is not given to them. And if I had to, if I would have known before there was a war, amen, when we were souls, a part of God, that we are, for who we are with him before the foundation of the world. Because there is only one form of eternal life, and that is God. And when we are part of him, amen.
Amen.
We was not so much that we would know and could think and had a being, but we were in his thoughts of what we wear before the foundation of the world. Because we are part of him. Like my son is part of me, and I'm part of my father, and so forth. We are sons and daughters of God by his foreknowledge. I'm back there. If I could have known as I know now, I could have looked over the whole span of time, and he will say to me, innocent, what time would you want to live in? Which Which time would you want to leave? I would have said this time right now. Just the eve of the ending of the world history. And the oncoming of the kingdom of God to be established upon the earth. I think it is the most glorious time of all ages. It's right now. Amen. That is why I'm not taking this time to be a joke. I'm not taking this time to be a play. With the message that has been given. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to go to the books that you are open. Another book was opened, which was called the Book of Life. I scratched my head many times to understand that. I was asking myself, what was that book that was open and another book was open? Because books are open. Until I came to realization, in the seven church ages, there are six different categories of people that God ordained to life. But the bride is the highest and the greatest
person.
Time will fail me, because if I go there, I will not come out before the time is over. There are six categories. That is why nobody can add one cubit. If God ordained you to be part of Him, we have the bride. Then we have the foolish virgins. They cannot be wise. They are ordained to be foolish. We have vessels fit for us. Vessels fit for
us.
There is just different categories. There are people that no matter whatever they do, they cannot have eternal life. They will be destroyed. God ordained them like that. But the highest degree of species that God ordained is the bride of Christ, who are part of Him. If you have that privilege, brother, I used to reflect. Sometimes I go to my family background. I look, no better person there. We are born from a poor family, something like that. No better person. Then I look at the message, I say, how did God manage? How did he? It's because I understand what's happening. You know, Brother, I'm saying total deliverance. He said that, amen.
Amen.
This message is the program of God.
How
did God pick me? How did God recognize me in this kind of place? That I will be part of Him. When I didn't even know it, I was just an attribute. Then in His selection. Then he put me as part of this, and my brain no dead at all. In the message, Brother Abraham said, is your life worthy of the gospel? He said, if it is being proven, that if you drink this capsule, you will live eternal life. You have eternal life. He said it will take militia. Okay, let me put it this way.
Yes.
Let's assume they say Makinde, the governor for your state, is going to dash everybody 500,000. On Wednesday, And anybody who wants it must leave his house around 4 a.m. in the morning. At Mokola Roundabout. I'm telling you, some people will do VG night.
I want to call so much.
To collect that money. And then before you get there, you see troop, army, soldier, police. But perhaps if it be proven that if you bring this capsule, we have eternal life. It will take a military to be able to get the people online. But he said today we are saying this is eternal life. And yet people are not interested. I used to think it's a mystery.
Yeah.
But am I doubting this? No. Do I believe it? Yes. Are you going to leave it? No. If God had these plans, and that happens, what if I'm a foolish virgin? Do you think that those who are foolish virgins, they choose to be foolish virgins? Did you think that Pharaoh choose to be Pharaoh? Nobody choose to be anything. Nobody choose to be anything. Even the devil did not choose to be a devil. Did you hear what I said? The devil, that's our enemy that we don't like. He did not choose to be a devil. In the message of baptism of the Holy Ghost, Brother Bram said, when God was creating the devil, Lucifer, he knew that he was the one that will corrupt. I don't want to go to that who God is. Because both good and evil, we are created by God.
It's
in your Bible. I think Isaiah chapter 45, I say I have created both good and evil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil that was in the Garden of Eden. It was God that created two of them. But he gave direction to Adam, don't eat this one. Take this one. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. What I'm telling you tonight, all is in the message. Anyone you ask me, I will show you the code. Amen and amen. Bro, just shoot it where we are. Glorious time of all the ages. This is a glorious time. It's a wonderful time. Brother, I've grown to understand that even if I stay, I don't have 1 naira in my pocket, I still believe I'm a big man. Because to be a bride is not a small thing. Hallelujah. It's not everybody that will have the privilege of having eternal life. Praise God, amen. In the message beside of God, Rabban said, what we need now is not a lot of material things. What we need now is men and women. Amen. That we pray, even if they don't have anything, we are still satisfied. Let me tell you something. Even if you have money, you are rich, you are in trouble. You don't also have money, you are also in trouble. So which one is good? He said, okay, let me have the money. Do you know sometimes you may not be sleeping in the night? What you'll be thinking about kidnappers coming? Because as long as you have money, every eye is on you. Both these arm robbers. Let me tell you, God make the best thing for us. And we are disturbing our life and disturbing ourselves.
And that beside your alarm.
Are you getting it?
So you are buying.
You think that man that has money, that is in You know, it's in a pressure. Because the demand coming to him is not what you are looking at. I hope you are following. I was with an associate pastor yesterday. The pastor's house. My phone rang. And I know who called. He said, make I pick the call. I said, nah. I said, look. Money matter. Money matter. A cut off. So, sorry for saying it. As you are still talking, the phone run again. As I want to pick it, a cut off. Me and associate pastor laugh. He said, it doesn't mean that the person that is calling now want me to use my credit to call. I told him, I said, an associate person. And do you know what really happened? After we finished, I called back. And I gave a gist to the associate pastor what it's all about. And he told me, he said, sir, since morning, I never eat anything. And I'm going to, I say, okay, wait till tomorrow. Let's do say, no. No. I'm talking about what I'm going to eat now. And they have a reason, maybe because I'm driving car, you know, that kind of thing. Whether you have money or you are in trouble, let me tell you something. Brother, I have been so hungry. No food in the house. I was hungry. Until tears will be coming out of my eyes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I have seen food. Brother, I eat. My stomach becomes so swollen. And the food was still remaining. I said, which kind of life be this for me? Is it not the food I was looking for before? Hungry was disturbing me. See the food now. I can't even eat the food. What kind of life be this? I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Maybe some of you never have that experience. There are people that has money. Their problem is health. I have a friend who is a pharmacist. You go to his office. Everywhere I look at drugs. Everywhere. Millions. He was talking with another man and I was there. He just shook his head. Look at money, he's counting. He shook his head. He said, this life, no balance. I said, what did you say? This life, no balance. And he has another one upstairs. Okay. Pharmacy again. I said, what are you saying? Life, no balance. See your shop. See money. If you take one bunch now, you put it inside the counter goes fira. Put on one side. You are the one that is telling me that this life no balance. That person you think that is greater than you had his own problem also. So when I ask him, he said it may not be money. He may be a bad wife at home. He may be bad children. There are people that doesn't reach their, you know, village. They are afraid they will take their life. But the Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The only secure place, the only city of refuge, is in Christ Jesus. That's the only place you can be secure. But for you to see a man of your own self, and you begin to belittle yourself, and think he's better than you. Nobody is better than you. God created you the best. If God wanted to make you like that person, you can be seeing him, but the problem he has is more than what you have. And you are thinking about where particular help. And that is why we have seen so many brethren, their brothers, their fathers has money. They don't help them. They will be angry. We don't touch the message. They will just be angry. My brother not help me. Nobody can help you. The Bible says nobody can receive anything except it is being given to him from above. Focus on God. If you need anything, tell him. If you want him to do anything, tell him. Have a conference with God. This message is the answer to our life. Brother, we are in a great time. Time with fellows. I didn't touch my notes. I wish I touched it. To show us. Praise God. Let me read this last quote. But I wanted to bring to you or show you the repetition of all the ministries. Amen. How, praise God, the ministry of Melchizedek, the ministry of Elohim, Eliezer's ministry, pillar of fire returning back in 3rd Exodus. Amen. The ministry of Joshua after the death of Moses. Malachi 4, 5, and 6 to restore back the faith of the children back to the fathers. Revelation 10, 7, which is the seventh angel messenger. Amen. Revealing the mystery of God. And the ministry of Jesus Christ, or the ministry of the Jesus Christ to the third races, because we have three races. Amen. Jews, Samaritans, and the world, Gentiles. And you know that the Jews and the Samaritans, hallelujah, they experienced the ministry of Jesus when he was here. But the Gentiles did not witness. But brother and sister, this is the time we are experiencing our own. When Jesus Christ himself, amen, with a borrowed body, come to demonstrate that same thing. Brother, there is much we can say. But finally, just give me no other age and we close from here. Amen. No other age. Amen. That is invisible union of the bride. No other age. Alright. Just bring it. Okay. Yes. He said, remember what? What time is it, sir? How many have had it? Just say amen. Was it exactly right? We've got the revelation in these last days for the message of the Lord to gather his bride together. No other age has it. No other age has a message to gather the bride except this age. His promise in this age, Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, John 14, 2 38. These promises is just exactly like John the Baptist identify himself in the scripture. No other age has a message to be able to gather the bride except this age, brother. This is the age that the bride is going to be gathered. Oh, I wish I would give you the quote to show in oneness is getting from the east, the west, the north and south. How can I know? Praise God, bro. How will I ever know him if it is not by this message? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How will I ever know you if it is not by this message? So many of us, we don't speak the same language. But here, there is something that has brought us together. So we must have to rejoice. We must have to rejoice. We must have to be happy. Amen and amen. You just love the Lord this afternoon? You just love the Lord this afternoon? You appreciate him? I want the pianist to give me when they're saying, go marching in. Lord, I want to be in the number. Amen.
Amen.
As we stand on our feet, when that sends, go machini. When that sends, go machini. Oh Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when that sends, go. Go machine. When I say
again.
As for the preachers, not we never get exhausted. What God wants to go out is what has gone out. The other one, when it is time for them,
you
inspire somebody to pass that way. God doesn't make mistakes. You know how many people will be in church today? You know what each one of them have need of? Irrespective of the title of the sermon that the preacher carried or the quotes that he gathered, the people that are coming to church, They come with their individual needs and requests. Then the God that they have prayed to is also in attendance. Then the preacher is standing here. And maybe you want to read this one, you couldn't read it again. He said this one. You want to say this one, you couldn't say it. He said this one. Those, as they go like that, is meeting some certain needs. That is what happens in the services. One can prepare for 1 week for one service and come to the pulpit and not go one way of all they have studied. Abraham himself has had to change his sermon right at the pulpit. What he was carrying and want to preach, he just cancel it. That has happened to me before. Travel right from here to north with someone that I was. Just this particular date was not forthcoming. Carry all the sermons to the pulpit. Because to that minute, nothing was coming. What I studied, it didn't fade away. So I was thinking that by the time the host pastor will pray, the judge introduce, something will have been nothing clear. Finally, I was given the pulpit and I came on board. I brought all the sermons. I greeted the church and drew. After a greeting and everything, nothing is forthcoming. I just read the text of just one of the sermons here. Then I started preaching. Then somebody was screaming, "This is God!" In my heart, I was saying, "What is wrong with this? Do you know what I passed through? This is God! This is God!" So at the end of the service, I tried to find out what is the excitement about. That's when I came to know that that very sermon was preached on Wednesday. But the person couldn't get to the areas I went to. So now that I'm coming from I don't know nothing, and I was going to all those corners, he was just jumping and said, "This is God! This is God!" This is my heart. So if you know what I went through, it's like hell. Paddy, you almost died. Why did I make this journey?
Hey.
But, you know, sometimes church people will never understand what a preacher goes through before he comes to preach. If it's call of God. If it's not call of God, he will be rigid with his notes. But if it's call of God, note is fine. But sometimes, God may not want that note for that day. So you have to go the way that is praying.
Yes.
May the Lord be our help. In the course of the preaching, if something has been said that meet a certain need in your life,
to
answer a certain question, or brighten a certain area for you, that is God giving you a reply to your answer to your question. Telling you what to have need of, telling you what to think of, telling you what to pray about. Let us bow our heads. Let's speak to the one that brought us here, that have our life in his hand, that knows our ending from our beginning, the one that was kind enough to bring us in this generation and make us to see the message of our day and give us open our eyes to see it, help us to believe it. Since we have come, no doubt, especially we that have been around for quite some years, there will be some junctions of time when the devil will have said that what I used to deal with the message, this thing is too much for you, this problem, you are not the only one, everybody is not suffering the way you are suffering, and you are not the only one going the rapture. So what is it all about? I beg, It is another preaching, another inspiration from the wife of Job. But there is a trial, a test you got to pass. The examiner is looking, and he has the answer straight with him that is going to mark whether you got it correct or you got it wrong. He told the prophet one time, there's a test for you. Whether terminal test or promotion test or whatsoever, there's a test for you. When the test came and the prophet passed, the examiner came back. I said, that was what I expected you to say. So, if you have said something else, you failed. This life that we are, we are individual before God, as we have had in the sermon. God deals with us as individuals. Your life is different. It's separate. It's special. You are designed different. And you are designed special. Your blessings are particular to you. Your trials are particular to you. What you go through, they are particular to you. God has assigned grace to all who will put their trust in Him, how to pass anything that comes before them. The prophet said, in how can I overcome? He said, the problem is not what we are to overcome. Say, but how we are to overcome. That is the key that each one of us must have. Thank the Lord that He brought you to this message. The glorious message. The glorious age. While others are left blinded, He has favored you. And He has brought you to His banqueting table to come and dine with Him. The things you have seen, what you are hearing, kings and potentates and even prophets desire to hear them and to see them, it wasn't given to them because it was not yet time for it. Now it is time for it, and we are the one that is hearing them, that is seeing them, that is enjoying them, and yet we still have more glorious things before us to enjoy. All that we have need of is to ask Him for grace. Can you find your balance in the message? Do you know actually whether this message was sent to you as a person? Especially the younger generations who never tested denomination in their life. Born inside this message, good and great atmosphere. The prophet said, that's all they ever hear in their life. But have you received a call of God in your heart that you know that even if your parents deny this message today, will you stand as a person? Will you say this message is God's voice to you as a person? I will send unto you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, lest I come and smite the heart of the horse. Now he's turning the heart of the children to the fathers. Are you part of God's children for this end of time? Is there a deep in you calling for this deep of God? So that when you hear God's word, there's a rejoicing in your heart. There's a satisfaction. Say, what about the tests and trials and whatever? The prophet said, it's grace that sovereign, supreme faith or supreme grace. I want to quote it well. Supreme faith will give supreme grace for the supreme hour. Supreme grace will give supreme faith for the supreme hour. Yes, sir. As for trials of to sin and the rest of it, the prophet said, we can be honest and be righteous, live for God, and the devil can do nothing about it. And God promised total deliverance. If you put your trust in God, He will totally deliver you from every works of darkness to live for Him, to come out a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any authority. It is this hour that we witness that. As we bring the service to a close, is there anyone that would like to remember the prayer? Just raise up your hand to Him and have your request in your heart. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the entire day. Right from the Sunday school, your blessing will be pouring down upon us. We thank you for the blessings of the Sunday school. Thank you for the morning service. Thank you for this afternoon's or evening service. All together, we bind your word in our hearts. Lord Jesus, we have had our name called again tonight. I mean, throughout the day, because your word is clicking to our heart, saying amen to it that your word is the truth. Your word is your word. And we are your children. We thank you very much that you have made us to witness what you are witnessing in our generation. Dear Father, we know that there are still more that you have in store for us. Because all that you have promised, we believe all of them. They will all come to full manifestation. We bless your holy name. We yield ourselves unto you. We are needy people. We need your grace. We need your help. We need your strength. We need your inspiration. We need your revelation. We need your anointing. We need everything that you have paid from the cross of Calvary. Release them unto us, Heavenly Father. Some of us perhaps might be asking for Holy Ghost baptism. Some might be asking for more of you. Some might be asking for physical healing. Some might be asking for physical provision. Some might be asking for salvation for their loved ones. Whatsoever the needs are, they are all covered within your word. Your word says you are rich unto them all that call upon your name. Therefore, as your children, have defied the law of gravity, raising up their hand that I have this need, and you are the only God that sees the heart of everyone. May you answer the needs of each one, Father. Answer their requests, dear Father. May you turn each one of our desires and requests to testimony to the glory and the honor of your name. Your word that we have had, may you water them, dear Father. As you meditate upon them, may it germinate and yield thousandfold, O God, of fruits in our heart, Father. Let it be King of glory. Lord, just as we have heard, oh God, we are already in the first stage of the rapture. We trust if there is anyone here that is not in there, not having a revelation of the message, may you be gracious unto such, Heavenly Father. May you open their eyes that they might be able to find their balance, know their origin, be assured of where they came from. Because where each one of us come from, that's where we are returning back to. Have your way in our life, Father. Those who are your grace has worked upon, we want more of your grace, therefore. When that 0 hour will come, and we hear that voice that we shout, dear God, may none of us be left behind, therefore. We pray, King of glory, when the rapture will take place, and Lord, the dead in Christ rise, and we that are alive, our bodies are changed, and we all together meet in the air. It's our desire that none of us will be left behind. Our families will nobody be left behind. If there is anything, oh God, that is, Lord, not working right, whether in family or individuals, may you take it away, Heavenly Father. Have your way, King of glory.
Hallelujah.
Once again, if there are sicknesses and affliction present among your children that are in church, you are the Jehovah Rapha. May you heal everyone, Lord. Those who are hearing from the voice that is being recorded, whatsoever, may you touch their body, Father, and perfect their head. Lord Jesus, your servant who has traveled to Edo State and be rounding up this evening to return back on Tuesday, thank you for taking him safely. Thank you for being with him thus far. Thank you for seeing him through all the services. When he will return him back, bring him back safely, Lord. Your servant who has gone to Ukraine, when you'll be coming back this evening with Rabat that took him, may you bring him back safely. May you quicken his mortal body and renew his strength, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for your servant that went to Bakata. You are brought back. We pray you replenish his strength also. Your servant that you brought across our path since Wednesday, he has been taking the service, and then this morning and this afternoon, stroke evening, No doubt virtue has left him. We pray you recall him, renew his strength, lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, we pray you prepare him again for the next assignment in front of him as he moves further in the missionary journey. May your grace be sufficient to him. Lord, his family and churches that he has left behind, may you watch over them, Father. By the time he will return back home, may he meet them in peace. Lord, may he also take testimonies back home also. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We'll be returning back to our homes immediately. We dismiss now. You are the one that brought us safely in the morning. May you take us safely back home, Lord. Give us a wonderful week. Be with workers. Be with students. Be with business people. Watch over travelers. Protect us in our going out and coming in. Let the blessings of this week be greater than that of last week, O God. Glorify yourself in our midst. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Hallelujah. For hearing and granting our petition. All that you have used today in one way or the other, whether to interpret or to listen or to play instrument or to sing special or to officiate or to do one thing or the other, those that need them to call upon you to ask for blessing for the service, everyone, may you reward your children, dear Father. May none of us lose our reward. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for bringing us to service today and the blessings of the service. Initially, we said that the pastor would be in this afternoon stroke evening service, but he called in the afternoon to say that they are having afternoon so evening service also, and they want him to take it. So you know the fountain is plenty, so you just need to just either continue from where he stopped in the morning. If you read 2 verses from here, walk, don't fly. Before Jack Robinson, you know, 1.5 hours or 2 hours.
So,
God bless you richly. I say, God bless you. Brother
Nwachukwu,
thank you very much for coming. On behalf of the pastor, the ministers and the officers and the entire church, we appreciate your coming. You say it's 5 years.
Well,
maybe God wants 5 years, or now you want 5 years. We thank the Lord for everything. We promise to be praying for you, and we believe you will pray for us also. And anytime you feel led, as long as it is this manakai for that all of us believe together, you are always welcome. Yes, if it is Malachi 6, but if it is this day Malachi 4, you are always welcome. God bless you, God bless you.
Shalom.
God bless you. The Lord bless you all. The service is coming to a close. We thank the Lord for his blessing. Brother Stephen, God bless you. The other time you have escaped, I didn't get to greet you. Your face is shining different now. That company also tell them that if they still want one more person,
because
the place that is making somebody's face to shine like this, everybody had the interested, you know. God bless you. Shall we rise, please? It's coming soon. Oh, Israel. want to close like this, I don't know what use of water than our inspiration. Because after all, the service of today was not high bullets. The pastor, if I travel to some place and he called, he say, which type of bullet are you using today? He say, like bullet. I will tell him today now to encourage the people. So today, no bullet. Is there a bullet? Very soft something now. So everybody should be happy, I think. So let's sing as people that want to go home. After all, you cannot go until I dismiss. Yes. Now we go out first.
So,
in this, the closing days of time, watch on that glorious hope of us. Somebody's mouth that is not moving, so that I can say they should go and give the person a mic. The person will sing one stanza and the chorus. That's the mouth I'm haunting. Whether I'm a brother or sister, you want to sing special number this evening.
One while you
know, signs around in our time. Oh, open that long the starless sky. Cause faithful witnesses declare that the coming of the Savior.